Thank you very much, Rob. And it is tradition that tournament week, we always have Mac McGaughey out to join us because, well, it's you guys have pancakes like you have every year for a long, long time.
Yes, it's been several years, way back even before I started working the program on the Thursday during the tournament. We've got our scholarship pancake feed starts at 6:30 Thursday morning, 28th, and runs till 11. So those of you that want to grab a bite before you go to work, or you can wait till the crowd leaves and come out a little later and have a brunch with us. It's all the pancakes you can eat, sausage, coffee, orange juice, the whole works for $7.
Well, and I know that you go out and sell tickets ahead of time, big time. We buy them here at the radio station for our employees and so on. How much of the folks that come in are the ones that you that have done it every year and you just go out to the same folks and say, hey, we're doing this again this year kind of a thing?
Well, I've got a very generous base, let's say, the businesses, corporations here in the area are very supportive. They support me every year. I walk in and everybody goes, oh, is it that time of year again? And I go, yep, it is. And they say, well, give me 20 tickets or 30 tickets or whatever meets their needs there. And we've even got people that come in from out of town from companies. So yeah, the pre-sales are always pretty good, but we rely heavily on the walk-ins on Thursday morning from just the general public that come out to eat with us.
Sure. And how much did you say tickets were?
$7 at the door.
Okay. And has it been $7 for a while, or is it, has that had to go up because of food costs and stuff?
We raised it a year or so ago, but it's been that way for a couple of years now.
Okay. Because, I mean, obviously, you could, I'll say this tongue somewhat in cheek, but given the costs of all the things that go into making the pancakes and so on, you could charge 10 and you'd still be a deal.
I don't think you're going to get a $7 breakfast like this anywhere else around here. So come on out and join us. All of this money that's raised, every penny of it after expenses and groceries, goes to 5 scholarships for students here at HCC. So your money stays right here. It's not something that's going to be shipped off somewhere else. So these kids need help with their scholarships, and we leave it to the college. They pick the best ones, and we supply 5 scholarships for the HCC students.
Anything specific about what majors it's for or anything like that, or is that just up to the college?
That's up to the college.
Okay. And I think that that's just it's important because some of these kids that come to school at HCC, they're stretching just to come be at school, and so that's it. Just to be able to go forward with that, it's great that the Legion's able to do this as part of the tournament.
Well, American Legion is a volunteer operation. Basically, it's a nonprofit, and it is a service organization primarily for veterans, but this whole thing started, we were helping veterans' kids go to college. Now we're helping veterans' grandkids go to college. And if you're not a veteran or grandpa wasn't a veteran, you're still eligible through the college. So, again, it's a privilege for us to help the kids, and we invite everybody to come out and help us help the kids. And come on out to the Big Red Barn on 4th Street, just over the viaduct, and come have some pancakes with us Thursday morning, please.
Mm-hmm. And again, how many folks do you have that works on the pancake feed side of it? Because since it's during tournament week, everybody's wearing multiple hats.
Yeah, everybody's really busy this week. I was joking this morning with this weather. We've been out in the parking lot myself for the last couple of days, and this chilly weather could go away. I thought we were supposed to be in the spring, but we've probably got, I would say, in the neighborhood of 20 or 25 people that are getting pancakes ready for you. We got guys mixing in the back, guys flipping them on the grill, and ladies and some gentlemen packing them up to go out the back door for the corporations, and then a whole bunch of them serving in the front line for you guys that walk in and get yours fresh and hot.
Yeah, and it's so great because you're also able to the teams come out. I know they have in past years.
That has kind of died out, especially since we went to the single elimination. So, no, we don't see many teams, but we have this thing's kind of morphed over into a big public event. So you'll see your friends and neighbors there. There's lots of people that we see every year come to it.
Well, and the fun part about this also is the chance to get in and just talk to the folks from the Legion and find out what they what you can do to help them too throughout the year. Obviously, this is their busy week with the tournament and everything else going on, but it's great for veterans to have a place where they can come to and you know swap stories and spend time and all of that kind of a thing, because that's just something that it's, if you haven't been a part of one of those or your dad or grandpa hasn't, it's hard to understand. My dad was a Legion member up where I'm from, but it really is kind of it's a neat camaraderie, first of all, and secondly, it's a chance for them to get together and help the community, which is what you're doing here.
Yep, it's you're wide open. Anyone who's been honorably discharged from the military, no matter where you served or what branch or division you served in, come on out. You are eligible to join. And again, the Sons of the American Legion are the younger guys that their dads or granddads had been in the service, and so they are also eligible to join. We'd appreciate you coming out. We are always welcome. It's a kind of a big family out there. Everybody works together, and we have a good time serving our community.
Mac, your job during the tournament week is to help out with the parking area. How many folks do they have rotate through on the Legion side to help with that? Who? How many different people help with the parking side?
Well, there's three of us on the committee. Most of the parking is taken care of by either the college kids that work one lot, and we have the Boy Scouts working the other lot, and then we are scattered here and there with Legionnaires filling in spaces and taking care of things out there. But they do most of the heavy lifting, I should say.
Fair enough. And you still need an actual $5 bill to get on in the lot, don't you?
The pay for parking, if you don't have a reservation spot already, it's $5 parking.
Okay, and it's all cash, right?
Yes.
Okay, this day and age where people don't carry cash at all, I can't remember the last time I had it. Well, no, I had a $5 bill in my wallet. Last week, my wife gave me a couple of fives to do something with. I can't remember what it was. But you actually do need to have the fiver to hand off when you go for the games this coming later if you don't have parking paid for. Now, folks can and did quite a bit buy parking ahead along with their tickets and so on. So you've got some reserved lots, too, that they get little cards to put in their window.
That's correct.
Okay. So, Mac, I'll tell you, this pancake feed is something that, like you said, it's become more of a community thing, and you're able to fund these scholarships each year. Do you $750? Is that what those scholarships are worth?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And so there's like three scholarships each year. And is it just basically you pay for them for the 1 year and then you get the funds for the next year? Or is there like an endowment?
Five scholarships out there.
Okay.
So.
And is it just to fund an endowment, or do you actually does the money have to turn over every year? Do you understand what I'm asking? In other words, is the funding done ahead and you're just refilling it, or is it?
No, we write them a check every year, as far as I understand.
Okay, that's what I was trying to ask. Sorry. So $7 for the tickets for the pancake feed. If they don't have them, they can just come, right?
Yes, just show up at the door with $7.
Okay, and again, just bring your cash, and that way you can do that on Thursday. And what's the time again?
6:30 in the morning until 11 in the morning. On Thursday the 28th, and I really invite everybody, come on out. Won't get a better meal anywhere. The pancakes are great. Fresh sausage, orange juice, coffee, the whole works.
All right.
For only $7.
Well, I'll tell you what, and you can't get breakfast for $7 anywhere, like we were talking about earlier, anywhere in that isn't at home, and you can't even do it. You can't even make it for $7 these days, it seems like. So, yeah, go on out and have pancakes with the family or with your coworkers and enjoy that on Thursday. And if people want to find out more about the Legion, they can either come by or go online or whatever they want to do just to find out if they've served or if they've had family that has, and they say, hey, I want to come help with the tournament, or I want to help with the pancake feed. I'm looking for something to do in the community. They can come on out, right?
Well, we're always welcome. The more volunteers, the easier the work is.
All right. Well, Mac, thank you so much for your time, as always, and thanks for being so willing to come out early in the morning during tournament week to do this, and then also to put together the pancake feed with the other folks that do that. And had Ron and Kevin out a couple weeks ahead of the tournament because I knew how busy they'd be during. But how many Legion members do you guys have roughly?
I'm going to say around 400. Then we have the auxiliary and the SAL, or Sons of the American Legion. So, again, you guys come on out and support your local community and your HCC scholarships, and have a great breakfast with us Thursday morning.